producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, I don't know if we should speak because somebody from Yale, the students at Yale might be offended for us pushing the First Amendment for all that it's worth, TMB.
Hey, man, that's okay. You Yaleites need to get over it. So we're going to speak. First Amendment still applies.
I will tell you, TMB, I've been missing you, man. I've had some fun on the air yesterday. I was just going off on Bernie Sanders and his statements that it's either college or jail, basically. And Mike Rowe, the guy from Dirty Jobs, kind of took him to task. And then I had some of our lefty listeners, who I love, I do. They just went off on me. He's like, "How dare you? You can't talk bad about Bernie." And no, I wasn't. Look, Bernie's a nice guy, I'm sure. And in fact, what I like about Bernie is that even if I disagree with him, I know where he stands. He doesn't try to make stuff up. So we give him props for that. But the idea that we need more kids in college, look at what the college kids are doing. I mean, this is insane.
It gets you in debt, basically. You start out as a debt slave once you get out of college.
Yes. I mean, are there any things that you could go to college and come out and you could probably pay it back pretty quick? Because even med school, I mean, you go to med school after that, you're in debt to $500,000 in some cases.
Yeah, I mean, certainly there are kids that have good experiences at college and they learn a lot in college, but the general rule, that's not what happens in college. You go there to sow your oats and party and when I was in college, I didn't learn hardly anything. I honestly, when I got out and took my CPA exam and began to work for Ernst & Young in Austin after I graduated from Baylor, I don't remember anything that I learned at Baylor that was applicable to what I actually did in the real world.
Yeah.
It's not a knock on Baylor. It's a knock on colleges in general.
Yeah, well, and I raised this point yesterday, too. I said, you know what? If colleges and universities were so critical to, you know, our functioning, do you think that they would graduate anybody that understands the concept of perpetual debt never being able to be repaid is not a good idea?
Jeez, no kidding.
I mean, come on. All right, right there you go. What are they teaching these kids? And, of course, we go to Yale and find out that, I don't know, Super Don, do you know who this guy was or is that did this petition? Because we've covered guys that do petitions like this in California, but that's a different guy.
This wasn't Dice?
No. Who was this? It wasn't Mark Dice. Super Don, do you remember who this was?
I thought, you know what? That's the first thing I thought when I saw it was I thought it might be Dice.
I'm not hearing Don. Are you hearing him?
Yeah, I can hear him. Super Don, we got to patch Super Don in so that TMB can hear him. He's got you now. Go ahead, D.
Ty doesn't want to hear me anyway.
Yeah, he does. He does.
I do occasionally, Don. Go ahead.
I know. No, this was, what's his name? Horowitz is his last name. It's, let's see here, where's the first name here?
Not Leonard.
No, not Leonard Horowitz.
Okay. On it. Why can't they make this easy and just put the guy's name? Horowitz. It's Horowitz. Yep. Amy. Holy A-M-I. Guy. And it's a guy. A-M-I.
Amy Horowitz.
Amy Horowitz. Or is it Ami? I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever. But the thing is, he went to Yale University, Ivy League institution. They're supposed to be really smart there. And he goes there with a petition. You know, man on the street petition. Hey, will you help? Well, here, let me just play this first clip here, and you'll get a sense of what this guy did and why we are not impressed by what they do at Ivy League universities.
What we're calling for is a petition to repeal the First Amendment. Just get rid of it. Blow it up. Get rid of it.
Just as a reminder, the First Amendment protects the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, and, freedom of petition.
Oh, man. College students don't want any of that, do they?
God. So, okay, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, it's kind of seems to be on a little bit of a delay here. I mean, so they signed a petition to repeal the First Amendment. I mean, it does. It sounds like what DICE has done in the past. Remember, DICE was out there in California, got him to sign a petition to repeal the entire Bill of Rights.
Right, I know. He went slowly, just the First Amendment. Start with the first one, right?
Just one at a time.
Yeah, let's hear the responses here.
So we're calling for is to repeal the First Amendment.
I think this is fantastic.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll sign it for you guys.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate what you're trying to do.
I appreciate what you're trying to do. What is that? Repeal your freedom of speech. Your right to petition. Because the safe zones, we don't want anybody to be offended. I mean, how soft and tushy-like, and don't get me wrong, tushies are okay, but tushy people, not so good. Not going to, you know, you lose that First Amendment, what's next?
Well, I mean, and that's the. Do you have another clip you want to play? Or you want to talk about this for a second?
Yeah. Let me go ahead and do this, because this relates to their big safe place that they want. They want that big safe space.
I think the Constitution should be one big safe space, right? Hurtfield's feeling.
Yeah.
No. Should not be protected.
No, of course. Yeah, I totally agree with where at.
Oh my gosh.
Man, my feelings are hurt that their students are so stupid.
Yeah. I was thinking even my worst days, because, you know, I was a snot-nosed college kid, right? We thought we knew it all. But, if somebody had approached me back in the 1980s and said, hey, you know, would you sign this petition to repeal the First Amendment? I go, are you bonkers?
I would have thumped them upside the head.
Yeah.
Literally.
And this to me is evidence of vaccine-induced stupidity. Because these kids have been hammered. If they're not autistic, which is just brutal because of what happens, they're just so dysfunctional because they're loaded with heavy metals. How can you not know the First Amendment is something that protects your freedom of speech, too?
I mean, it's the same age of people that he's interviewing out there at Yale that Mark Dice interviewed over in California. The college-age students are the ones that are signing these things.
Yeah.
Dice got him to sign a petition to nuke Russia and to further the Nazi-style police state. I mean, these are the literal words. So if they'll sign a petition to further the Nazi-style police state in America, I mean, that's nothing to get them to repeal the First Amendment. These kids are gone.
By the way, college is done. When the student loan program is done, the grants are done, the professors that are making cushy jobs on tenure, all that money dries up because the artificial inflation that has happened in the university system is only because of the government largesse of printing money or taking it from other taxpayers and doling it out into that way. That's another aspect of redistribution of wealth, of which at least, let's say, Bernie Sanders is honest about it. You know, he's not pretending he's not a socialist.
Exactly. At least, like you said, at least you know where he stands.
Yeah, but maybe it's because the people who wrote the Bill of Rights own slaves. Maybe that's why the First Amendment should be banned.
I think it's a living, breathing document, the Constitution.
Yeah,
it was literally not written in stone.
Yeah,
and the guys who wrote it, they were slave owners.
Yeah, that's true.
What do they know about how we live today? So we want to change.
Yeah, that's the argument. It's a living, breathing document. It doesn't mean what it says it means. You love that.
I've got a copy of the Constitution here in my office. I think that makes me a terrorist, but I've never seen it breathe. I've looked at it for a long time. I've never seen it breathe. Just like I've looked at my guns a long time. I've never seen them kill anyone either.
Yeah. Well, you know what? These Yale college students want it to roll over and play dead.
Yeah,
the Constitution at this point.
Because the Second Amendment's next.
Right. So what can we do? I mean, is there any way? Is it just about going to the university or going to jail? Honestly, and you know, I look at my kids and I look, you know, their high school and middle school or grade school, and you know, whether they go to university or not, I went to university, my wife did, went to doctorate programs. You know what? It doesn't faze me or bother me one bit the decision that they make to or not to, because I'm going to be very realistic about this. If they want to go in there and get a liberal arts education just to party down for 4 years, you can forget me paying for it.
Right.
You know, if you
go ahead,
TMB.
No, it reminds me of an interview that I saw on, I think it was on Fox News a couple weeks back, and it was one of the hosts interviewing this college girl about free. They're putting a petition forward that all American college age kids should have college paid for by the government. And so who's going to pay for it? He asked her, of course, logically. And she said, well, the wealthy, the 1% wealthy, they're going to pay for it. She said, okay, so what if all the wealthy leave the country, right? Well, then we'll just tax the next people that are rung below them. And so he keeps going and going. He says, okay, so what's a fair tax for the wealthy? Should we tax them 50%? No, more. 60, 70, 90%. So she agrees to 90%. And he goes, 90% tax on the wealthy. So why don't we just go ahead and tax them 100%, all their wealth, all of their earnings? And she goes, no, that would be socialism.
It's like, man.
The level of cognitive dissonance and just illogic in the college-age students today is amazing. Not to indict all the college kids, because there's some really bright college kids, some of them that I know here in Nashville, some really brilliant kids. So it's not the age. It's the system that they're put in that does not teach them to think.
No, it really teaches them to accept the official stories, of course, and that basically raises good little citizens, good little sheeple. Just follow along, do what you're told. Don't put your head out of the crowd. We don't want any individuals here. And this is what we're dealing with right now. That's why I said I'm not, no pun intended when we talk cannabis, I'm not high on college. Let me just say that right now. Not to say that I want to ban colleges. It's just that I want you to think twice or three times before you go into debt to get an indoctrination that you'll have to basically unlearn in order to be able to utilize your common sense again. Again, I went to a pretty decent university, as did you, and I had to unlearn a lot of stuff to know what I know today. And they weren't teaching what I know in college. In fact, they were suppressing this kind of knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, they do. They do because, hey, it's a globalist system, and the way that they get their minions is they infiltrate the education. And that's exactly what they've done at not only the grade school level, but the college level as well, the university level as well. So you're not going to learn real history. I mean, you can go to, if you're going to study engineering, you're going to probably learn some stuff, mathematics classes, engineering classes, that are going to be really valuable. I'm not saying that you're not going to get some valuable knowledge if you decide to do that. But the reality is the majority of the, quote, facts that you learn in college aren't even true.
Yeah, you're better off just kind of just showing up in classes like Jeff Spicoli. Don't even be part of the actual school. Just go and listen. And go, oh, I'll learn a little bit there, but I won't go into debt doing it. And then go out and learn the real stuff.
Yeah, so. Spicoli. I love the image.
Yeah. All right, well, we got lots more healing. It's Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, I regret to inform the listeners that Robert Scott Bell is no longer with us because I just got word that the students at Yale actually got the petition signed and sent in, and they have repealed the First Amendment. So Robert Scott Bell is no longer allowed to be on the show because he no longer has any First Amendment rights.
They actually changed the petition, Super Don, to repeal Robert Scott Bell. So
yeah, but
he's been
which
repealed.
Amendment is the Robert Scott Bell amendment?
While we're killing time till Robert gets back.
No, I'm back. I'm back. What amendment?
Oh, there he is. Okay.
It was the Yale amendment. All right, so here's what I was going to do with Super Don to kill some time till you got back. So who said this line? Ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All I need are some tasty waves, a cool buzz, and I'm fine.
That's totally Spicoli.
That's Spicoli, yeah. It's made me think one of my favorite lines.
I'm so wasted.
Yes, exactly. Mr. Hand. No way. No, that was great. I'm telling you, we need that kind of participation at the college level, and we'll all be less controllable, less programmable, and that's a good thing, not a bad thing. Did you guys get to the canned fruits and vegetables while I was gone?
No, man. We were thinking about just having some dead air, and we decided to talk.
Well, thank you for talking, by the way. I appreciate that. Well, anyway, there's a story here about canned fruits and vegetables linked to better diet. But you know what bugs me about this story is they're not saying better than what? I mean, better than eating Twinkies, fruit-flavored Twinkies?
Yeah, or are they saying that eating canned fruits and vegetables are better than eating fresh fruits and vegetables? It doesn't compare what it's talking about. So they're eating canned fruit and vegetables are linked to a better diet. Better than what?
It's just the Journal of Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Of course, the dietitians are involved here. 11% of these individuals ate canned vegetables and fruits on any given day. Overall, these people tended to consume higher amounts of certain nutrients as well as some more calories, sugar,
right,
and fat. I don't
get it. You want me to cut to the chase for you here on this?
Please. Help us out.
Please, time.
Yeah.
Okay. So they found out, and here's a, I mean, total moment of duh here, okay? By consuming fruits and vegetables, one may consume fewer foods that have lower nutritional value, and it makes sense that those who consume canned fruits and vegetables, most likely in conjunction with other types of fruits and vegetables, would have a higher intake of certain nutrients and higher quality diets. So you have to ask yourself, why did they do the study, right?
Yes. Yes, why?
Sorry. The study was funded by the Canned Food Alliance.
The Canned Food Alliance. Oh, good Lord.
Okay, there it is, yeah.
There it is. Eat it and be healthy and happy and buy our products, right?
Right. So in other words, yes, eat those fresh fruits and vegetables, but if you eat canned fruits and vegetables too, you'll consume more nutrition.
Oh, that is classic. I tell you, there's always something behind it, isn't there? Oh, man. I need to sell canned fruits and vegetables now because they got good studies to show it, and then people will listen to me and they'll go, oh, yeah, Robert said, right?
That's why it was so hard to figure out what it was comparing to, because this is just an article that people say, okay, eat canned fruits and vegetables. Well, granted, it's going to be better if you eat canned fruits and vegetables than if you're, you know, eating sloppy joes every meal.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, of course it's going to be better, but the comparison, it's kind of like they're mixing in the healthy stuff with the canned stuff and saying, hey, eat them both. Buy our products.
Yeah. Well, this is a Reuters story, which is a major, like, Associated Press or Associated Propaganda. And it tells you how desperate they are for news when they basically get, this is, again, public relations firms writing an article. This is how the news is done. All right, folks, listen to this. This is how the mainstream news is done. The canned industry, the canned food industry, hires a major, like, Madison Avenue public relations firm to write an article about how wonderful canned fruits and vegetables are. And then it gets put out as if it's a major study into the mainstream news. Super Don finds it, and we just scratch our heads reading it going, what the hell is going on here? And then it
makes
sense.
Well, and if you look at the results of this study, very first paragraph, children and adults who eat canned fruits and vegetables might have a healthier diet.
Yeah.
Definitive. Why are we reading this? Well, because I told you to. But
yes.
Well, it's your fault, Don. It's your fault.
Right.
No, Robert, what you just shared is this exact same thing that happens with studies on drugs, right? The drug companies want to release a drug and take it to market. They hire a PR firm, or they have an internal writer that ghostwrites an article. They get some oncologist to put his name on it, or some medical doctor to put his or her name on it and sign it like they wrote it. And then it starts to get published in the medical journals.
Yep. Hey, are vegetarians destroying the environment? That's the question we're going to answer a little later in the show. Oh, my gosh. We're walking into dangerous territory now. But I got TNB at my side. I'm feeling good. And Super D, his birthday is tomorrow. Wish him a happy, okay? Back after this.
The Robert Scottbell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scottbell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy. And also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
The Goat Christmas continues. Thank you, Super Don. That was Red Nose Reindeer by a group of goats raising money for homeless people, right?
For battling poverty around the globe.
Battling poverty for goats. We can get behind that, right? The goats can't afford even to get sheared, right? Their hair gets too long. All right, TMB, RSB, together again.
What?
Irreverence it is. Irreverence it is.
Goats with dreadlocks, huh?
Yes, right, the goats with dreadlocks. And they must be smoking weed because that evidently is the only thing going on in schools now because it's no longer the hard drugs. And you see this story? High school drug use at lowest levels on record. Again, this is a story out of Michigan. I wonder if it's because now they've repealed certain silly laws from the past, including you can't form a walkathon or else you could be in trouble. But they're saying a new study showed a 20-year trend of declining drug use among high school students continued in 2015 as usage rates for most substances were at or near record lows. Although, wait a second, something is not fully engaged here. Let's check with Spicoli on this one.
Yeah, why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
There it is.
He does it much better than I do.
Well, no, but I got the picture immediately when you did it. But in this story, they're saying cannabis use is about the same as it ever was. So is it a good news, bad news, or is it a good news? Because the hard drugs, the real dangerous drugs, are going down to record low levels, but more are using cannabis, which, my favorite property of cannabis is it makes you less controllable by the authorities. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. And actually, it doesn't say that it's going up. It says it remains at the same level.
Same level.
So it hasn't declined. But, I think that's good news. Not that I think high school kids should be going out and getting wasted all the time with weed, but the reality is it does make you a little bit less controllable, and the reality is there's not a lot of harm that's done to the body from it, at least. As I've said many times before on the show, the issue that I have with it is not that it causes cancer, because it doesn't. It's not that it's a gateway drug, because it's not. But the reality is that it does remove your incentive to go out and achieve if you smoke it too much. And that would be the issue that I would have with kids at high school age doing it, not the allegation that this is a gateway drug and that it's not.
Yeah, no, if you really got to accomplish something, you got to accomplish it now. Weed is not your thing, unless you're writing music. Again, that's a creative endeavor. That's a whole different realm. But while researchers called a dip in the share of seniors who consider regular use of cannabis dangerous, 31.9% this year compared to 36.1% last year, overall use remained flat. Past year use of synthetic marijuana, which is not marijuana, dropped significantly in the last 4 years, with just 5.2% of seniors using it this year compared to 11.4%. So they're catching wind on the synthetic stuff. Is just, you just want to stay away from it, the same way we recommend you stay away synthetic drugs from the government as well.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you absolutely should, because those are the dangerous ones.
Mm-hmm.
What's the statistic? Iatrogenic deaths from drugs is admittedly over 100,000 each year on the FDA's website.
Yeah, bare minimum. That's right. And none of them happening from cannabis, honestly. They said the use of opioids, heroin, MDMA also dropped overall. Cigarette smoking is down. So there's a lot of positive trends here that are happening. But the one thing is that's confounding these anti-drug folks is like, well, why isn't cannabis dropping? Inevitably, it's going to be a normal part of the culture, whether you decide to use it or not. For whatever it means. I mean, I use the CBD side, which is not the psychoactive get you high side, for a lot of good purposes, and I've helped a lot of people with it. We keep getting testimonials from people that are using it, and it doesn't require a special license. It doesn't require a prescription. It's available in all 50 states. Our friends at Cannavest make it possible for all of us.
Well, and here's another angle to this, Robert, that this may rub some people wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway because it's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I knew guys in college that were party animals, and they were doing ecstasy and heroin and coke and just everything. Lots of alcohol as well. Those always go together. And I knew guys that began to smoke marijuana, and it stopped them from doing all the rest of the drugs. It wasn't a gateway. It actually made them not want to go out and party like a wild man, and it actually helped them to calm down. And a couple of guys specifically that I'm thinking of went on to have tremendous careers after college because of the fact that they stopped partying due to the fact that they started smoking pot.
Wow, how interesting.
Yeah.
Can I just interject here for just a moment and want to point something out here that kind of goes with what Ty was just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When you saw the states, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, when they were going to legalize the recreational use of marijuana, what was it that the opponents just would not stop saying? Number one, as Ty was talking about, that marijuana is a gateway drug. So if you legalize marijuana, suddenly everybody's going to become crack addicts, right?
Right, that was the argument.
And number two, what we're seeing here is not an increase of marijuana use, but it's remained at the same level as it has for the past 5 years. So they've legalized marijuana for recreational use, and it hasn't increased people smoking marijuana either.
No, just touring into those states, interestingly enough.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is this. Look, the reality is the guys would say, hey, you know, let's go out and party. Let's go out and get wild tonight, whatever they want to do. And they say, no, you know what? No, let's go burn one. And they would, and then that night, there was no partying that went on. They'd just probably go get a pizza or whatever, or go see a movie, and relax. And it really calmed these two guys specifically that I'm thinking of, calmed them down. And it got the wild partying streak out of them, and they became very successful businessmen after college.
Yeah, the endocannabinoid system, and we've talked about it, we've had experts on talking about it, and there's still a lot yet to discover about it, by tonifying it, if we can call it that. It is just an extraordinary thing to take people out of that anxious state, which may lead them to do things that are much more self-destructive as opposed to what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And we're not even at this point talking about the many of the medicinal benefits as much as we're assessing what's going on in terms of the use in schools, for instance. And, of course, the disaster that is the university system, because it's leading into everything that's manifested in the last 100 years as more and more people had access to college. You know, you can weigh this thing out and go, there's a lot we didn't learn or purposefully were not taught so we could be controlled and manipulated into a society of sheeple.
Yep. I got to agree with you there, RSP. I think you're right.
All right. So let's switch gears here and talk about a cancer story. And this is headline reads, most of the world's cancer cases are now in developing countries. Developing countries. And one of the lead stories is about cervical cancer. And I'm thinking that this, and I don't know if they're reporting accurately here, but remember now there's a Gardasil and Cervarix shot. There's an HPV shot. If the lead story is saying, oh my gosh, we're seeing so much more cervical cancer in developing countries, how do we get the international community to buy from Merck and GSK these vaccines and give them for free to everybody in Africa, in India, wherever you want? I see through this immediately. This is a bogus story. This is about promoting the so-called cancer vaccines.
It is. It is. And that was one of the things that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny hit so well in the quest for the cures and kind of debunked those myths that surround the Gardasil vaccine and so forth. But I could see this being a story right up that alley. That's what they're doing. It's fear-mongering. And they're going to go over there and they're going to inject these young ladies with the vaccine that will definitely give them another type of cancer. If they don't have cervical cancer, it may not give them cervical cancer, but it will cause other types of cancers, as it states on the package insert.
Right. And guess what? Here, they have the next thing they say, liver cancer. And they're going, Hep C virus.
Yep.
Bring on the vaccines for Africa, right? Because they're not out. We're not vaccinating them for that. So this is a pro-vaccine piece that is designed to make you feel sorry for people in Africa. Oh, we just need to send them more vaccines. Call Bill Gates; he'll save us all, right? And then, of course, the vaccine industrial complex grows in strength and tenacity and depopulates those areas where these global corporations with no allegiance for any nation or state will be able to move about freely, raping the land of its natural resources. And, of course, the people that live there will be left with nothing.
But isn't that the goal?
Oh, yeah, but they didn't say it in the article.
That's the goal, though. And that's one of the things that Dr. Group articulated so well last hour, mm-hmm. was that really is the goal. The goal is to dumb us down, to keep us subservient, to create a nation, what does he call it, zombified people?
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. That's,
yep.
That is what the goal is. And when you were quite accurate as well when you said, what a better way to do it than to do this in a clandestine manner where people don't realize they're being poisoned. They don't realize that they're ingesting things, that they're being shot with vaccines that contain these things that
right.
will make them less intelligent.
Well, get them lined up to demand it or to ask for it, to line up and do it voluntarily, right?
Right,
and as I said, we look at all of these things, and you and I have talked about it. We wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal, the Flexner Report. These things that are not taught in any, you know, medical school, much less college or high school or grade school, about how we got where we are today. And the fact that people, even though there's evidence that shows some people are waking up, we know that. The audience is growing here. Look at the millions of people that watch The Truth About Cancer. We're not saying things aren't changing. But your brothers and sisters out there who look at you a little squirrely-eyed because of what you know, because you watch The Truth About Cancer, you read Cancer Step Outside the Box, you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you actually are seeing through the illusion. You're seeing through the pharmaceutical and other matrices that are basically enslaving you. Listen to the end statement in this article. In sub-Saharan Africa, for every 10 new patients diagnosed with cancer, 9 will die. This is what they're claiming. The only, and then the last sentence, the only way to flip those numbers, he says, is through better funding and smarter anti-cancer strategies. What they're basically saying is we need the rich countries, if you can call them that, they're only rich on paper now, rich countries to fund global corporations or global alliances like Gavi and the Gates Foundation to promote the use of more vaccinations in sub-Saharan Africa. That's what they're doing. They're targeting them for decimation, and they're going to claim it's AIDS.
Bingo.
Bingo, bango, bongo. Thank you, thank you. Well, we got one more segment. We're clipping along here, going outside the box with Ty Bollinger. And, of course, Super Don, his birthday tomorrow. Wish him a happy birthday because he's going to be watching Star Wars tomorrow instead of joining us on the air. Vegetarians, are they destroying the environment? That is the question we're going to attempt to answer after this break. Are they going to throw heads of lettuce at us? Probably. Duck! Everybody duck. Get a goat. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF SF53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Congratulations to our friends in New York City. That's right, New York City. Evidently, the court overturned the executive action of Mayor Bloomberg before he was done in New York City telling people they can't drink sweet sodas in large cups, of course. And they basically said the legislature not even ruled by support. So the mayor said, you know, all kids that go to grade school or preschool, daycare, they have to have flu shots. And the court basically said, no, you cannot overturn the legislature. There was no mandate. So Aaron Seary, evidently, was the attorney for the plaintiffs, did a good job on this one. And he said this. He said, the real disease here to be concerned about is the spread of unchecked executive power and the liberalism that such excesses has wrought on mankind throughout history. So this guy, he knows his history.
He does, and the next part of the quote is telling as well. He says, New York City, well, this isn't a quote, this is the commentation, but the commentary. New York City Mayor Bloomberg did not learn his lesson in 2010 with a sugar soda ban. Once again, he attempted to usurp legislative authority through unilateral executive action. Isn't that what's going on, not just in New York, but at the federal level as well?
Exactly. There was a great piece Saturday Night Live did, a takeoff on The Schoolhouse Rock. I'm just a bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. And it was not long ago. And one of the characters, he was the bill doing that, and he said, you know, this is how I become a law. And then suddenly, President Obama appears and pushes him down the stairs. He says, no, I've got an executive order. I don't need you, right? And that is where it's gone.
It is. I laugh at it. It's kind of a nervous laughter, though. It's happening too much today. It's the whole legislative process has been usurped.
Yes. Finally, a new study is calling out vegetarians. It says lettuce produces more greenhouse gas per calorie than bacon. So basically, vegetarians are killing the planet. That's the conclusion. But not so fast, bucko. Is that what it's really saying?
I don't know. I don't think it's what it's really saying. I think it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek article. I'm not sure what the purpose is, but it's kind of fun to go through. It's saying to get rid of the lettuce, not the bacon. I mean, what, are they going to have a lettuce tax now, kind of like they did in New Zealand with the fart tax on the cows?
Right, more greenhouse gas emissions from lettuce, so we've got to put extra taxes on it. No, I think the thing is that they manipulated the study by measuring it per calorie instead of the, you know, there's not many calories in lettuce. So if you talk about calories between that and a pig or pork, you can skew statistics, but that should be a lesson to us all when they say vaccines prevent disease. They can make stuff up and then sell it to you because the CDC is the official organization to do that. But the reality is no, vegetarians are not killing the environment. They're not. In fact, we would agree that eating lower on the food chain could be environmentally and is environmentally friendly. And, of course, if there's an economic, a broad-based economic collapse, you better start growing food now.
Well, yeah, you better start growing food now. Now, I'm looking at this article here. It says a team of research from Carnegie Mellon conducted a study which they drew the conclusion that the nutritional guidelines to be issued by the USDA, which recommend a diet based on veggies, fruits, seafood, and dairy, is actually harmful for the environment. So it looks like this is a legitimate research that was done, that there was a group of researchers that said you should avoid this type. I didn't get that the first time I read through it.
Mm. So what are we going to do now? What are we going to put on a sandwich? No lettuce?
Well, you can put another vegetable. You can put ketchup.
Oh, yes, right. Ketchup is low on the greenhouse gas emissions, right?
Yeah. Low on the greenhouse gas. And it is a vegetable now, according to the U.S. school system.
Okay. But actually, they conclude and say, if you want to save the environment, don't throw the lettuce for the pork, but the other way around. So, listen, the thing is, I have to laugh a little bit about it because some of the most intense discussions we've gotten, the most heated hate mail we've gotten when we talk about food, because the vegetarians can be militant as well as the paleo eat every animal group can be militant. And, we're just somewhere in between. We want you to find the diet that's right for you, but we want you to eat as cleanly as possible, whatever you choose to eat.
Oh, man, you're not kidding, Robert. I mean, some of the most hateful emails voicemails that I've gotten even from people that are vegans, and I got nothing against vegans, but if I post something on Facebook or whatever that's got clean grass fed beef or whatever, oh man, they come at me.
Yeah, well, again, there's a religious devotion to these principles, if they are principles. Certainly in terms of the vaccine religion, we've seen the hate that goes out on that when you speak out against them. But we're speaking out for your health, freedom, and healing liberty here, TMB RSB, each hump day, the middle of the week, we highlight it and spotlight it. Thank you to Dr. Edward Group. Happy birthday, Super D, a day in advance. The power to heal is...
It's yours.
It's yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.